Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Mini Kiss, The Wrestling Bear, and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Come, fair lady, to mine bed we go. And verily sweet pleasures we shall know. Yet, where thy belly meets thy limb, I beseech thee, give a trim, for thy bush doth overflow.
Milady doth have a 70s muff. A 1470s muff.
Zounds, it's as prickly as a Christmas wreath. Think it might hide some baby birds beneath. Pray, shave it off to make a coat. There are fur balls down mine throat, short and curlies twixt my teeth.
I sayeth not thy is her suit, but it looketh like thou hast buckwheat in a leg lock.
But soft, what hair through yonder girdle grows to be, or not to be put in cornrows. Oh, it is beastly and unruly, and it smelleth of patchouli, and that offends my nose.
I sayeth not thou art furry down there, but it doth resemble Fidel Castro eating a London broil.
Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 medieval bush.
Now some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's nothing. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey.
There's Jeff Oskey.
J-O, baby.
J-O. Jess Hooker joins us.
Hi.
Jess has the Frontier Little House on the Prairie dress on. Don't you think?
No. I call this my Elaine dress. This is Seinfeld Elaine. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Hi, Ace Crosby.
A-C-E.
A-C-E.
Yeah, but Ace is already a nickname.
J-O.
Well, he's J-O. I will be A-C.
Be careful. I'm blurred out the real one. Be careful. I'm Chick McGee, and here's...
So you want to be A-C?
Tom goes now.
Yeah, because it's cold.
Ice cold. All right,
okay, well, we have a lot to get to here. You missed our mini kiss hunk.
I have a follow-up, and I don't know if this is true or not, but let's start. There is a Kiss tribute band called Mini Kiss, and they are made up of little people.
Men that are short of stature.
Right.
Little people.
No, not just short people. Little
right.
people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And they set the record, the Guinness World Record, for the shortest
band
male at just over 4 feet.
Okay.
4.5 feet.
Okay.
Evidently, according to a guy named David, this email just in, one of the members, his name is Mike, in Mini Kiss, is the actor that was tossed in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
Wow.
They had him come over to the office. And this guy... It's all about the music.
Well, I mean,
they admit they're entertainers. They don't.
A gig is a gig.
Boy, entertainers a stretch.
I mean, I bet the gigs are few and far between.
Did you ever host a little person tossing?
No, I would not do that. I do not approve of that. But, I mean, there are two sides to that. I mean, for, you know, for the one guy's going to go, hey, you put on a helmet, you get a nice check. At the same time, I think it's...
Where else are you going to make that kind of money?
Yeah. I just think it's kind of soul-killing, awful. No. I
did not host a bear wrestling event, but I attended.
I was there.
Ace wrestled the bear. Ace wrestled the bear.
Yeah.
There you go. That's where he is on...
Is the bear wearing... some kind of...
He had a muzzle on.
He had a muzzle.
Yeah. Sedated?
Oh, pretty much.
No, here's something.
I went in thinking, I'm going to pick this thing up and slam it. No.
No. Was it the same size as you?
No, bigger.
Oh, my gosh.
Was there an odor?
Just musty fur.
my understanding that in the wild,
yeah, bears... And I'm guessing that's not the first time you smelled musty fur. Am I right on that?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great name.
It was the
80s.
So.
Yeah. And there were protesters when I was there. Mm-hmm. You could barely get into the tavern, but that's where the liquor was. That's why I went. And to go out and make it a good day with this thought in your fact in your head, if the bear's not wearing a muzzle, they've taken all his teeth out.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's awful.
It was awful.
It's a gummy bear.
That's pretty funny. Okay, come on.
Hey, we're done now.
Bravo.
That was Ace of the
Yeah!
No. Number one. Yes.
Home run.
Yeah, it was my understanding that in the wild, bears really smell bad.
There's no showers in the forest.
They aren't bathing in the stream.
You think the wolves and the raccoons smell good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Comparatively? Okay.
And, of course, the fox has to smell the best.
I'm sure. Yeah. Well-groomed.
Fox on the run.
Right? Foxy?
I found this out the hard way. I was trapping raccoons.
Oh, this is just last week.
Well, they were eating all my chickens, so mm-hmm. I started trapping them, and I would drive them out and leave them in a used car lot. And I'm pretty sure they found their way back. But I put them in the trunk of my car, obviously in a cage.
Sure.
Not even thinking, like, oh, they're going to release everything they have into the trunk of my car. And so I'm pretty sure it still smells like raccoon.
Yikes. Mm.
Wow. Yeah. Raccoon scat?
More urine?
We've had that here. We know what that smells
even
like.
Even worse. Yeah. This always reminds me of the same story.
Yep.
Chicken, I thought it would be really funny.
Yes, we did.
There was an employee here who had a very, very large
donkey.
I believe it was called
the breed is a Mammoth Jack.
Mammoth
is
Jack. What they're called. This thing was huge.
Oh, it's on an album, right?
Yeah.
There's a picture.
There's a picture of me with a donkey.
And so I'll
put it up on my Instagram.
There's a
all about you.
There's a great. So Chick and I are parading this thing outside, and there's a really funny shot.
That's right.
You know, Bob with the microphone, and there's this huge donkey head looking in the window. But then we thought, let's bring it inside.
Right.
This is the brilliance of Tom Griswold. Where would it be make the perfect picture opportunity?
In the general manager's office.
Right.
Yeah.
So
of course.
There's obviously a wheelchair ramp to get up here. So we were able to get the donkey. Again, this thing is the size of a horse. So we get it in the building, and the whole time I'm thinking, God, I just hope this thing doesn't poop.
He was reasonably tame and cooperative.
Yeah, very
cooperative.
It
was great.
And a beautiful animal. Anyway, so we get into the general manager's
photogenic
office. We take this very funny picture in the general manager's office, you know, with all of his crap on the wall.
Put the donkey behind the desk.
There's various awards, you know, sales god, you know. And then we take the thing outside, and the minute we get outside,
never forget it.
Imagine turning on five hoses at the same time.
And there was something physical that went on with the donkey before he urinated.
It was unbelievable.
It came out of like, it was almost like a robotic, you could almost hear the as it came out and then started urinating. This thing was as big around as a dinner plate. It was amazing. It was amazing.
The larger point here is the quantity of urine. I was thinking, it never dawned on me he might pee inside the building. It's not a dog.
If he would have done that in the general manager's office, it would have been 2 inches deep in there.
Oh, we would have had to. We would have had to.
Oh, it would have ruined everything.
New drywall, new carpeting, new desk.
A whole thing.
But it never occurred to me.
No.
But it was house trained.
I don't think that. I don't think she actually brought this into her house because this thing was huge.
I don't know if you remember her.
I don't think her house was that big.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn. Und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Oh, fortunately, the phones are ringing.
That sounds certainly. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good. You're talking about donkeys. I want to call in real quick about the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, I ain't going after last year's fiasco. I'm done. I got seats last year in the international special guest section.
Right.
Part of some State Department cooperative let's live off foreigners thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was seated behind what I can only describe as like 4/5 of the Chinese women's basketball team.
Oh, really?
I couldn't see nothing. My 80 cousin Lonnie got lucky. He was behind the Chinese gymnastics team captain. She's about the size of a chihuahua, so he can see horses real good.
Nice.
But the she-beast I was stuck behind was like the Andre the Giant of the Chinese hoopsters. Only huskier and had way more facial hair. And on top of that, she was sporting a hat the size of a Chinese spy balloon. I swear to God. So the reason I like the Derby is to put a little action down on the ponies or donkeys or whoever's running this year.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the paper, and I wanted to call in my picks for the Derby this year.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, with 20-1 odds, I got to go with confidence game. Because when it comes to winning the Derby or picking up chicks who are fire-ass hot, it's all about the confidence game. How else do you explain Pete Davidson? And this year, a lot of people are liking Forte at 3-1, but I ain't betting on no horse named after a Korean car, you know? Just ain't Christian. So that's why I was coming. I'm putting all my money on Tap It Twice. I'll say it like this. Last time I tapped it twice, Angel Skinner's had to leave on a gurney. Swear to God. Just like that donkey, I'm a giver to the liver.
All right, guys. Thanks. Thanks, so.
Donnie brought up an interesting point, though. Why hasn't there been a Disney movie yet where a donkey runs in the Kentucky Derby?
There has to have been.
And, feel great. Good.
Are you sure there hasn't been one?
I don't know.
I feel like there is.
And he wins the... I'm, what was the one with Tobey Maguire? That's secretary? No, it was...
what was that called?
Hot to Trot?
No. Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit.
Yeah. Well, that's a serious movie.
I know. That's why I want to... Why hasn't Disney done this? They had Gus the Donkey, the field goal kicking mule. That was a movie. He can kick field goals. He can run in the
derby.
What's
it called?
If there wasn't a writer's strike, you could sit down and write this there right now.
Racing Stripes?
No, that's a zebra.
That's a zebra.
Yeah, we'll have to dig up the photographs.
Totally different.
We'll have to dig up the photographs of this donkey that we had in the building.
It'll be on my Instagram.
Huge, huge donkey. Now, speaking of great weather, am I correct in saying that they're expecting really good weather for the coronation as well as the Kentucky Derby?
I believe so, yes.
Well, we got an interesting connection with the coronation and dogs in the news.
Are we done with sports?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we played the outro and everything.
Okay. Experts in the UK are cautioning pet owners against bringing their dogs to coronation events. Dog behaviorist Caroline Spencer told the Mirror, quote, "I do not think dogs should be taken to the coronation unless they are service or assistance dogs. London will be extremely busy, and this can be stressful for dogs, particularly those prone to reactivity."
Now, does this include Camilla?
Oh, wow.
Man, oh, man. You are pounding away at it today.
I'm sorry. This royal family crap. I just...
People could easily step on their paws by accident, not notice them. You might encounter other dogs in a confined space, which, of course, could start a dog fight and more.
What about service animals? What about...
They said that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She said that in the story. Yeah. Yeah.
She starts talking, I stop listening.
I don't care. Okay.
What is going on?
Did you guys see the prank in the lawn at the coronation? Somewhere, wherever the coronation is happening, someone mowed a giant penis into the lawn.
What?
How did we miss that?
Well, that should be a story. I haven't seen that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they did.
Now, Jeff, when you mow a penis into a lawn, do you use GPS or do you eyeball it?
I eyeball it. But I did learn this back when I landscaped. If you really hate somebody, you can just take like lawn killer, on the spray, and then just draw it in their front yard at night. And then 2 days later, they have a dead yard full of designs.
Well, this is from the New York Post.
Go ahead.
Cocky pranksters moved a giant motor
cocky.
Penis
really says cocky. Yeah.
Onto the famous grounds of the Royal Crescent in Bath, England, where the Bath was originally where a significant coronation party set to be thrown in just 2 days. Residents woke yesterday morning to morning wood, it says in the story. It's unclear if law enforcement is handling the case. Fancy homes that date to the 18th century from a crescent on the street known worldwide for having perfect lawns. Oh, here you go, Tom. By gosh, that is rudimentary at best, but there it is.
Yeah.
That's primitive. Looks like an early cave painting. Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. And Christy is going to a, what's this party called tomorrow?
Pajamas and Pearls.
I have to be honest, I'm a little jealous. People sitting around talking about England and watching the coronation.
Oh, it's a wonderful time.
I'll be doing that with my dogs, but they won't.
And we have all English food. We have scones. We have tea. We have...
Mushy peas.
We'll have
sticky
quiche.
Toffee pudding.
Yes, it's great.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. And this starts at 5:20 in the morning Eastern time. Okay.
Well, you gotta...
Are you going to get up and watch this, Jack?
I'm up anyway on the weekend.
He'll watch.
About that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's crowned until I think
he hasn't been
eight
crowning for about, 75 years.
Oh, my God.
Last time he crowned.
You know, there had to be an issue with those ears, huh?
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
A lot of screaming.
This is going to be a big push, Liz. Come on, baby.
It's the future king, babe.
Ride it.
Let it
ride
rip.
Ride it. Oh, ears caught. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be not watching. Thanks. What else is happening in the news, Christy Lee?
Saturday's brutal. You'll be a soccer.
You're going to be a lacrosse game.
I got
Saturday's
a human pool.
Apparently, I've got now lacrosse, swimming, soccer.
How do you have a schedule? Is it in the house somewhere, like on a chalkboard?
Then you have date night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I forget all these things. I never remember what's going where. Who?
Do you have a date night ever?
It depends on what's going on. I think maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to use the sexy talk. You got to try to get
that works every time.
You got to try the sexy talk.
Do you plan your dates in advance? You get special.
I don't think Tom plans them.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
I bet I would.
What if you have in mind?
I talked to your significant other at that charity function we did, and she was telling me when you were sick last week. I get up and I go downstairs, and she says, "Well, what the hell? Is he still here?" she's walking around. And,
she said he never misses work.
So she said that she made you some bone broth.
It was delightful.
Yeah. And fed it to you.
That's not true.
Well, you know, the trick to a good date is you ask her, you say, "Hey, what's your favorite place to go?" And then when she says that, you're like, "That's where we're going."
That's amazing.
And then that's how you know.
This is karma. This is fate.
That is good.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't ask her where she wants to go. You say, "Hey, what's your favorite place?" And then when she says,
"There you go, try that."
And then you go, "Oh, that's where we're going." And then you try to get reservations and you can't get in. Yeah.
First of all, we're going to have to get the plane to the Bahamas.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.